Okay, a good kvittel to everybody. We're in that unique time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which everybody's busy with their preparations, so thank God everybody has a little bit of time to learn a little bit of Torah, prepare for the Sukkot in this way, and Parshas Ha'azinu sometimes gets a little bit of, not so much publicity, but let's give it a little bit of publicity, because there's a little pasuk in here that references our Sukkot. It says in pasuk, right, that Yitzeu Be'eretz Midbar, he found us in the Midbar Hashem, U'besohu Yelel Yisimun, and in the wilderness, right, the howling wastes, Yisovivenu, he has surrounded us, Yevonenehu, and he has built us up. Okay? And then the pasuk continues, that Yetzarenu, Ki'ishon Ayin Eino, it's like quashed us, so to speak, he's guarded us, like the fog in our eyes. Okay, but with this pasuk of Yisovivenu, Yevonenehu, Rashi comments on this. What is this surrounding us? So he gives a number of different examples of things that surround us. Yisovavenu, Sham Savavam, there he surrounded us, namely in the Midbar. V'hikifam be'anonim, and he has surrounded us with the clouds, which of course is one of the reasons that we're going to celebrate Sukkah. V'sivavam be'degolim, and he surrounded us with the encampments, the flags, la'arba ruchos, to all four directions. V'sivavam be'tachtis ha'har, he also surrounded us underneath the mountain, as it says in Pasuk, Shekafu Aleim Kegigas. He has, put a mountain over our head like a barrel, and he has surrounded us. So this is Rashi's famous comment on this particular Pasuk. And it's really alluding to the fact that in the Midbar, while we were traveling, there, for some reason, not in Mitzrayim, but there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that special chuppah, so to speak, the special area where he surrounded us. So the Ali Shur Revolbi, in his works, when he gets into the Yom Tov, he goes into this pasuk and he delves into it in tremendous detail, discussing these three items. And he says that basically, the notion here is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds us, in a way, in the Midbar. It's not just a surrounding of protection, but it goes much beyond that, and it goes much deeper. Let me explain. There's a sugya in Menachos, where the Gemara says, Chaviv in Yisrael. How beautiful is Klal Yisrael. Why? Shesivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvos. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again surrounds us with mitzvos. Okay, what is he surround us with? Number one, tefillin. We put tefillin around our heads. Tefillin b'zro, saying we put it around our arms. Number two, tzitzis. Tzitzis in camp. They put us around our body, big day. And finally, mezuzah. The mezuzah surrounds us as it surrounds our house, l'pischei. They're all some type of great shmira. Okay, hakol b'chizik shelo yechte. They're all done with tremendous wisdom so that we shouldn't stray from the derech. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, v'chut ha'mashulosh lo b'mehera yinatek. This triple chut, this thread, shouldn't hurriedly break. Okay, what is that? V'omer chon ha'malach Hashem saviv, that he surrounds us, l'reav v'yechalt. Okay, these are the mitzvot that protect us from sin. The Rambam here in Perek Vav Halachi Gimel of Hilchos Mezuzah explains, Chayav Adam Lizar Ben Mezuzah and they should chavas hakol tamid. We always have to be very careful mezuzahs. This week I had the very special privilege of putting up mezuzahs in about 10 places in my house. That was just a little bit of work. So you take the mezuzahs down, you put the mezuzahs up, but like the mezuzahs is the climax, I think, of the entire construction, because what's the mezuzahs? The mezuzahs are the spiritual protection, which everything else is nice. You should have a beautiful home and whatever, all those things. But the ikrzach is the mezuzah. The chol zman sheyikadus v'yatzi yifage b'yuchad Hashem shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yazkir ahavah. So when you run into these things, you're going to remember His love for us. V'yior mishnasa, you're going to wake up from your slumber, right? V'shniyosav b'havle zman, and you're going to forget about the waste of time in our lives. The other, you're going to know, she'ein davar omid la'olam v'olmei olamim, ela what? What's only, the only thing that's going to last forever? Yediyas sura olam, knowledge of the rock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'miyadu chozu l'daita. Meaning, you're surrounded by these things, the mezuzah, the tefillah, the tzitzis. When you run into these things, when you encounter these things, they remind you, whoa, there's God in the room. Okay, take a deep breath, pause, and remember that there's a God above us. But take it to the next level. Take it to the next level. This is an amazing story in Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph. Unkelus converts. Right? Unkelus, the Targum that we have, he converts. He was a chashuv guy, so his uncle was the Caesar of Rome. Not Pashut. Can you imagine the nephew of, one of our presidents, well, we don't want them, but, you know, the we do have, you know, the nephew, one of a very chash of a person converting to Judaism. So what did he do? He sent an army of people to try to bring him back. So the first group comes, they come to Judaism. The second group, Nachamol. So he sends a third group. Hadr Shadr Gunda, Achina Avasra. He sends a third plukta of people after Unkelus to try to convert him. What does Unkelus do? He's so smart. He gets there and he points to the mezuzah on the door. So they look at him and they say, aren't you going to ask me what it is? And they say, yeah, what is it, Unkelus? So Unkelus says, this is a mezuzah. Let me give you the following mashal. The following mashal. What's the mashal? The mashal is, when it comes to a melech basar dam, when it comes to a king, where does he ask his servants, his, what do you call the people who are the kings, the, forget the word, the people who are the charges of the king, what? The subjects, the charges. The charges stay on the outside of the castle, and they protect the king. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very different. What does he do? He puts the mezuzah on the door to protect us. It's a very different kind of scenario. He's not asking us to go outside. He's asking us to be on the inside of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very different kind of scenario. Says the Alei Shor, this is exactly what the sod of surrounding b'mitzvos is. Right? Because when we're outside of the grasp of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when we're concerned about who's going to win some baseball game until 1 in the morning, or we're concerned about, you know, running after, you know, on Yom Kippur sometimes we have a machshav b'chutz, we're thinking about our pasta that we're going to have at the end of the Yom Tov, we're thinking about all the other stuff. That's machshavas, those are thoughts of the outside. But again, we go on the inside. When we're doing mitzvos, we're on the inside. We're within the grasp of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. We're within Him. That's the beauty of what Judaism is. So the people looked at Unkelus. Of course they converted to Judaism. When you see how beautiful Hashem is, because Hashem wants us on His inside where it's going to protect us. But it's not just Him protecting us from the mitzvos. It's beyond that. It's where He hugs us and embraces us and elevates us. It's not just a protection where you look and you're reminded there's a God above. That's true. But we see that Yisov Evenu, that is a tremendous protection for us from the world, yes, it's a big insurance policy, but it's also an idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu surrounds us and embraces us, and He showers us with His love, because that's what's on the inside. When we go outside, that's when we're disconnected from the Borei. Thus is what Sukkos is. Yisov Evenu, He surrounds us, V'yavon Anehu, He's going to build us up. Rashi comments, the Yevonenehu, those are the second Bechina, that's the Bechina of Talmud Torah, because we get to understand. What's the ultimate inside? The ultimate is inside is when we're sitting and learning Torah. Kilifni vilifnim. It's funny, on the day, the Daf Yomi, I just thought of this now, but the Daf Yomi of Yom Kippur this past week, there was discussion as to a relevant halachic shaila, a very complicated sugya, about what if somebody steals from something and sells it before he stole it, and then he goes and buys it after that. Right? So they say, what's the halacha? So they say, lifnim, you can't ask. But lifnei v'lifnim, you can't ask. What's the ultimate being inside is Talmud Torah. Yisov Evenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to surround us. Yovonenehu, we're going to understand it because that's the ultimate inside. Learning Torah and Sukkah, it doesn't get any better than that because then we're in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not in the chutz, but we're in the inside. That's the Yisov Evenu, as Rashi points out, is the Anenei HaKavod. It's the clouds that are hovering above us. It's not just the cloud where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, you know, gives you air conditioning. It's much more than that. The Kofen Alon Harka Gigas, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put the mountain over our head, and He has shown us exactly where we're supposed to go. He's giving us the Torah. He's giving us the greatest bracha. When it comes time, in the Olam Emes, the Goyim are going to complain. What are they going to complain about? It's not fair. You gave the Jews the mitzvahs. We would have given the mitzvahs, we would have done it. Chodesh Baruch says, you know what? You only get to eat on Shabbos if you prepare an Erev Shabbos. You didn't prepare an Erev Shabbos, but I'll give you one mitzvah. What mitzvah I'm going to give you? The mitzvah of Sukkah. But Chodesh Baruch Hu blasts a little heat onto the Sukkah. So what do the Goyim do? They kick it and they run away. They don't want to be inside. They want to stay on their outside in the chutz. They want to do their own thing. Doesn't work. That's not going to merit your Olam HaBa. The ultimate test is going to be the Sukkah. doesn't cost a penny, right? That's what they say. I don't understand that so much because, you know, I bought a panel last night for $125. When I went to buy it, I said, it's the Gemara says it's a mitzvah that has no chisar and kiss. I said, how could it be? All right, so they took my credit card. I charged it to somebody else. Anyway, but Lamaisa, it shouldn't be, right? No, because the mitzvah of sukkah is the ultimate going inside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he shows us his loving embrace. Yisov Avenu, as we say in Pasuk, then you get to build Yevon Anehu, then you're going to build in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's trying to build us up as a nation in the Midbar, where he surrounds us. We remember that by leaving our outside, and we're going inside, the ultimate inside, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which should be beautiful. Shabbos, and it should be beautiful Yom Tov of Sukkot, where for 7 days we get surrounded by the Mechitzos. We look at the Mechitzos, not just to block out, but just know that we're in the warmth and the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful, amazing Shabbos.